I think that's what we really try to make a focus on, the defensive side of the floor. We haven't spent as much time on offense. We've got some good offensive players that can make plays and put them, try to put them in good position. But the strides we've got to make this last month, or these last 3 weeks going to the tournament, we've just got to get our defensive identity back. We just did some core stuff yesterday, some fundamental stuff yesterday, because I just think we've had some slippage, whether it's just because you're getting ready, you're scouting so much, or game specific, and you just get away from, you know, this is our first year. You know, this is our seventh year. This is our first year with 13 new guys and with a lot of teaching. And sometimes you can get away just so focused on winning in the next game that I think we've let our fundamentals go from a defensive standpoint. And we got to get back to that. You know, our best game of the year probably was here against Bradley. You know, when you go back and research all of our games, we scored over 1.0 there offensively, and defensively we held them under 0.9. And so that was terrific. And so that's what we got to be. That's who we got to be. I think the one thing you realize in this league, or you know in this league, it's any good league in the country. If you're going to compete for championships, you got to be in the top three on both sides. I think we're top three on offense. Problem is we're not. We're bottom half in defense. And that's what's holding us back from, you know, 8-6, 10-4. There's a two-game separation. Well, if we cleaned up our defense, now you're probably in the mix right there, you know, the real mix.